AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump signs an emergency declaration to get the billions of dollars he wants to build his wall along the border with Mexico. Sagar Magani has more.
The president says he'll use executive powers to go around Congress, which approved just a sliver of the money he's demanding for a border wall.
It's very simple. We want to stop drugs from coming into our country. We want to stop criminals and gangs.
He's looking to redirect money from federal military construction and other funds to pay for the wall. Many Republicans had urged him not to act unilaterally, and Congress's top two Democrats are already ripping the move, saying they will do everything possible to oppose the emergency declaration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Democrats can file lawsuits and force congressional votes to block Trump's money transfers. Trump could also veto that legislation should it pass. A number of Democratic state attorneys general are also looking to take legal action against the president. At least two people are dead in the latest storm to hit California. More than 9 inches of rain reported in the San Bernardino Mountains of Southern California. In Sausalito, a mudslide crashed down a hillside, taking away a home. The woman inside rescued with just cuts and bruises, resident Chris Parkman.
Most of the year you feel safe, but when the big storms come, your safety factor is gone. And I don't think we've seen a storm like this for decades.
Evacuations were also ordered in areas hit by wildfires last summer for the fear of mudslides, and flash flooding forced people from their homes in Laguna Beach. Investigators say a man tossed a flammable liquid on an Ohio sheriff's deputy trying to arrest him and set him on fire, causing severe burns. Suspect was arrested at the scene. The deputy is being treated for his burns at a hospital in Akron. This is AP Radio News. Chicago police say two men first listed as persons of interest in an attack against Empire actor Jesse Smollett are now considered suspects and have been arrested on probable cause. They may have committed a crime. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel.
These were the men who were pictured in surveillance images captured the night that the Empire actor says he was beaten by two men near his apartment in Chicago. Smollett has said in an interview on ABC News that he is convinced that the two men in the images are the ones who beat him while uttering racist and anti-gay slurs. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
9 fraternity members at Louisiana State University have been arrested for hazing-related crimes and include ordering pledges to lie in piles of broken glass, kicking pledges with steel-toed boots, and urinating on them. New York Knicks end a franchise-worst losing skid at 18, beating the Atlanta Hawks on the road, 106-91. It's the Knicks' first win since January 4th. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.